St. Nicholas Naval Cathedral. At first sight, the St. Nicholas Naval Cathedral strikes the observer with its magnificence. The azure walls, snow-white fretwork, grilled lace, and golden domes. The bell tower of the cathedral, standing separately near the Krukov Canal, has become one of the most recognizable symbols of the northern capital. St. Nicholas is not only the most beautiful, but also the oldest cathedral in St. Petersburg. The history dates back to the middle of the 18th century, when Elizabeth Petrovna held the scepter. This was a period of Russian Baroque flourishing, and it is in this style that the cathedral was built by the project of architect Sava Chevakinsky. The full title of the church is as follows: The Naval Cathedral of St. Nicholas and the Epiphany. It consists of two separate churches in the same building. The lower church was consecrated in the name of St. Nicholas during Elizabeth's reign in 1760, while the upper church was named in honor of Epiphany 2 years later. Catherine the Great herself attended the ceremony. From then onwards, the cathedral has barely changed. Upon entering the cathedral, you will find yourself in the 18th century, with antique icons, gilded carvings, the twinkle of candles and icon lamps. It is unique indeed that the church has preserved its decor and the epoch's flavor over 250 years from the moment it was constructed. The main sacred feature of the cathedral, the Greek icon of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker with a particle of his relics, is located in the lower church. The history of the cathedral and its relics is inseparably associated with the Navy. As the cathedral was initially established in the naval suburb, it was designed to be a customary parish church. But from the moment of its consecration, it became a monument to the glory of the Russian Navy. As early as Petrine times, churches became the places where the most important military victories, as well as state events, were celebrated. It is in the reign of Catherine the Great when the victories of the Russian Navy started to be celebrated in the St. Nicholas Naval Cathedral. In memory of naval victories, Catherine the Great granted the cathedral 10 gold-plated icons. Every icon served as a reminder of the concrete battle occurring in the saints' days. The Russian-Japan War turned into a tragedy for the Russian Navy. The authorities decided to eternalize the memory of its fallen heroes during the Battle of Tsushima. On the 14th of May, 1908, the opening ceremony of the memorial to the fallen saviors of the battleship Alexander III took place in the park of the St. Nicholas Cathedral. That ceremony was attended by the Empress Maria Fyodorovna and other persons of the imperial family, the entire guard's crew, and relatives of the fallen sailors. After the revolution, the church was one of the few that successfully avoided ruination and closure. In June 1931, the church was proclaimed a cathedral. During the war years, Metropolitan Alexei Szymanski lived here, who was to become the future Patriarch of Moscow and all Russia. At the present time, the Naval Cathedral of St. Nicholas and Epiphany preserves its traditions and serves as the spiritual center of St. Petersburg. In particular, in the upper church are situated memorials in honor of the fallen sailors of Soviet submarines. On memorial days, requiems are conducted here. And in 2000, a commemoration of the Kursk sailors was placed in the cathedral.